When you think of Colin Hay, I'm willing to bet this song is what comes immediately to mind.
Who can it be now? Who can it be now?
We last spoke to the former Men at Work frontman when he was in COVID lockdown last year and had released a gorgeous album of cover songs. Now, the Aussie music legend has taken some time out of playing with Ringo Starr and his all-star band to release his 15th solo album, and he's just announced an Australian tour, and he's my guest, Colin Hay. Welcome back to RM Breakfast.
Nice to be with you. Good morning to you.
How has life been for you since exiting LA lockdowns and getting back on the road with Ringo Starr and his all-star band?
Well, it started off pretty well. It started off pretty exciting. Edgar Winters and the band, Steve Lukather and Hamish Stewart from Average White Band, myself and Ringo, of course, and Greg Bissonette on drums, and Warren Hamm, another great musician, playing with us. And then a couple of the guys, Edgar and Steve Lukather, got COVID, so we got sent home. So we're going to pick that tour up again in September. So it was cut short, but we were off to a good start. And so I've had a delightful few weeks at home, which I wasn't expecting. But I'm about to go back out on the road next week, actually, as Men at Work, actually, to be with playing with three bands on the bill: John Waite, Rick Springfield, Men at Work. It's my Los Angeles-based band. It's my same band that I have, but I'm just doing a Men at Work set, basically. So I've done that a little bit, not too much, but people seem to love it, which was also inspired by playing in Europe with Ringo, actually, because people just, as you well know, love those old songs.
Oh, what's not to love about those old songs, right? I've got to ask, what's it like touring with Ringo? And who else makes up the all-star band?
Well, Edgar Winter, as I was saying before, Edgar Winter plays keyboards. He had many hits in the 70s, a fantastic musician. Steve Lukather from Toto is in Ringo's band. Hamish Stewart from Average White Band is plays bass, myself and Ringo and Greg Bissonette on drums. So it's a beautiful band.
Now,
No,
you go ahead.
And another musician, Warren Hamm, who plays keyboards and saxophone and flute, and he's a multi-instrumentalist. So it's been this. It was the same band for the last few years, but of course, Greg Rowley played keyboards. He was with Santana, but Edgar's taken over that job. So we start again beginning of September and do a couple of months, and then before I come down to Australia.
Now, you also featured in this year's Hottest 100 on Triple J, coming in at number 65 with this. That's Lude's remix of Down Under, also a hugely successful song for your old band, Men at Work. How did that all come about?
Well, it was just this young musician called Lude. Not sure where he lives. He lives somewhere in Australia. It might be Perth. I'm not quite sure. But he had this that version of Down Under, and he asked me for a re-recorded vocal, which I sent him, and he released it, put it up on TikTok and all the different formats and platforms, and it took off. So it charted in different parts of the world. I think it went top five in the UK, and it did very well, which is really quite amazing, really. I mean, I think about this quite a lot, you know. The Down Under song, the lyrics and the bulk of the music took about 40 minutes to write. And, you know, it's sustained me for the last 40 years, and it's been a hit again. after 40 years. So it's remarkable and unpredictable.
Now, back to the new music. The album is out. It's called Now and the Evermore. We're going to listen to the title track, which I believe has a very special guest on the drums. Who is it?
Well, Ringo, yeah. Ringo plays on this track. And when I wrote the song, I had the idea for the song a couple of years ago, or a little more than that now. But it was a song that came out of the pandemic, lyrically. I just had this music sitting around for a while. And I always imagined Ringo playing on it. And one of the reasons for that is, apart from the fact that I'm unashamedly hugely influenced, like a lot of us are, by the Beatles growing up. They were the band that gave us this gift that really, you know, just keeps on giving, really, to my mind. And I had this music, and on this little app that I have, which I have on my iPhone, it's got this little drum kit, you know, it's a little voice, a little recording, you can record your musical ideas. And so I recorded this little track, and it's got this little function where you press a drum kit and it plays along with you. And it played along and it's completely sounded like Ringo. So that was even more of a reason to ask him if he would play on it. So, and I was a little nervous to ask him to play, you know, because it's Ringo, you know. And but anyway, I just asked him if he would play on the song, and he goes, yeah, send it over. So so I sent him the track, and so it's terribly, terribly exciting for me to have the first thing you hear on my new record is a dare I say, a rather iconic drum fill by the great Ringo Starr.
Beautifully said. Thank you, Colin, for your time today.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for playing the song.
Colin Hay there, and he's Now and the Evermore from Colin Hay's new album.
Woke up Sunday morning, Salvation Army at my door, playing onward Christian soldiers, till I couldn't take it anymore. I ran across the graves at night, with those three witches at my tail.
Colin Hay then, he will be touring in November.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.